Welcome to the podcast, students. The week is January 20th, 2020, and this is covering the standards for Joseph McCarthy and Nikita Khrushchev. So we're going to first talk about Joseph McCarthy because, of course, you know, we've been talking about the war, the Cold War. And during the Cold War, we know it wasn't necessarily a war, a violent war, but it was a war of ideas and words. It was cold because of that. And Americans were hoping that it wouldn't turn hot and that it wouldn't, in other words, it wouldn't include fighting or actual warfare. So about Joseph McCarthy, in the early 1950s, he was a United States senator from Wisconsin. He gained notoriety for his claim that the government of the United States had been infiltrated by communist spies. Interesting, right? His goal during this period, which became also known as the Red Scare, was to locate hidden communists and expose them. He believed they were a threat to what he called the American way of life. Due to his actions and the actions of his supporters, many lives were ruined based on inaccurate or untrue allegations. In fact, few people who were accused posed any threat to American society or were even identified as communists. So McCarthy's fear of communists was characteristic of the environment of the country during the Cold War, as many feared imminent Soviet attack, knowing war would likely involve nuclear weapons and extreme destruction. Next, we're going to talk about Nikita Khrushchev and his role as being the next leader of the Soviet Union after Stalin. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So we just talked about Joseph McCarthy. Now let's talk about Nikita Khrushchev. He was the premier or the next leader, the supreme leader of the Soviet Union from 1953 to 1962. Often maintained an adversarial position against the United States and its allies during the Cold War. So as the first Soviet leader to visit the United States in 1959, Khrushchev continued his predecessor's policies of denying civil liberties and human rights within the Soviet Union. Of course, we've talked about that, and that is communism. Within Eastern Europe and countries that were under the Soviets' control, he used military forces to maintain control. Cold War hostility within the world peaked when he attempted to place nuclear missiles in Cuba in 1962. This led to the Cuban Missile Crisis and what some historians consider to be the moment when the world came closest to nuclear war. So we got a lot of drama going on with Khrushchev after he takes rulership after Stalin in the Soviet Union. We're later going to talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis and how that also comes before the Vietnam War. We'll be right back. So talking about Joseph McCarthy, a governor in the United States from the state of Wisconsin, and the premier leader of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev. How can we compare and contrast both leaders? I mean, both of them, you know, held some type of influence. Nikita Khrushchev was a high authority person. On the other hand, we had Joseph McCarthy, who wasn't the president of the United States, but had a very big influence during this time of the Cold War and during the Red Scare. Think about how else we can compare and contrast these two leaders and what effect they had in their respective countries during the Cold War and how their role either positively or negatively affected the people that that they served in their countries. Thank you for tuning in today as we talked about Joseph McCarthy and Nikita Khrushchev. See you next time. We'll be right back.